We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're at the Homewood, along with millions of others apparently.
Yeah.
We're at the Homewood Suites in Glastonbury. Our site today for the Salvation Army Holiday Store, the WTIC Holiday Store to benefit the Salvation Army. We have been here for a few years now. It's a great location. Will be in at 9. Todd should be here at 3.
He will.
And right now we have the presenting sponsors, the people who will really make this work. Eric Person is the Chief Executive Officer of the Home Builders and Remodeling Remodelers Association of Central Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
Good,
and
thanks.
Linda Cody is here from Webster Bank, better known to me as the mother of Hartford Sports Information Director Sarah Boson.
Oh, really?
Well, if I don't shout her out,
I
sent her the picture we took, and she said, I'll be waiting for my shout out. Your daughter has not. You taught your daughter well when it comes to publicity.
Yeah, she does a good job on that. She does.
How are you?
She sure does. Good, and how are you?
We're good, thanks. Thanks for coming out. Eric, why is this such an important Why is the holiday store so important for you folks?
Oh, this is so important to the Home Builders Association and our members. This has been our 14th year sponsoring the holiday store. And the good work that the Salvation Army does is so important. It's something that our members can't do. They're very philanthropic. They're very generous. And they say, you know what, it's to hit the impact, to have the impact that we need to have, it needs to be done through an organization like the Salvation Army. So they've supported this. We have, a big group that comes in on Christmas Eve every year and puts it over the top.
That's
every
Christmas.
Year.
Man, that's Christmas.
That makes Christmas.
And I do want to mention, I think it was yesterday, they figured out through the holiday store over the 30 years, it's been like $6, $7 million.
Right.
But a lot of that comes from these guys right here.
Yeah.
You know, and, of course, the banking community, not to leave you guys out.
I'm actually here on behalf of the home builders and remodelers.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute, I've got to ask
you a question. Full-time job is the banking job.
Well, the Webster Bank is also, yes, a great contributor.
By the way, Linda, you are a relationship
wonderful
manager.
Yeah, what is a relationship manager?
What do you do? Do you guys have a relationship? Or what's
we have a relationship, yes.
Yes. I'm a relationship manager in business bank and at Webster Bank. So I basically manage all things business. I help businesses with opening new accounts, handling any issues they may have, as well as developing new business on behalf of Webster.
So you're an ally to these guys.
I am, yes. Most definitely.
And Linda's also the chairman of our charitable foundation. So we have our own separate
501c3,
which is what we raise the money that helps fund the Salvation Army Holiday Store. So.
God. And I do want to mention Bill Ferrigno, who's, of course, going to be in, I'm sure. He's been on the board for quite a while.
Yes.
And, I mean, he can't say enough about the Salvation Army. That's why he's on the board.
Right, exactly. You know. Well, as I said, that's what, you know, our members see the value of what the Salvation Army does and the impact that it has on people's lives. And it helps so many that are in need. And, you know, our members can't have that impact individually. So they know that partnering with Salvation Army is really important and it makes that difference.
And obviously, Linda, there's so many people who are looking for help, looking for donations, that sort of thing. And in your job, you've got to decide what's the right fit for the Home Builders Association. And because this has been such a good relationship for as long, that's why the partnership continues.
That is correct. Yeah, the foundation was formed in 2010 as the philanthropic arm of the association. We do have major fundraisers on a biannual and other events annually to raise money for the foundation that we in turn put back out in the communities that we serve. We are located in Central Connecticut, and a lot of the organizations that we've supported, in addition to the Salvation Army, you know, include the Channel 3 Kids Camp. We give out scholarships on an annual basis. We've done homes for our troops, and it truly is a great organization. Wow. To give back to the communities.
Eric Person is here as well. And Eric, you know, the thing is, and we've talked about this before, and I don't get tired of it, but I mean, the fact is, one of the things that home builders do is build homes. They build communities. That's what you do.
Right.
You know, what would we have? We'd all be living in a field somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Communal living might be all right in some cases. That'd be fine.
But, you know, it's important. And I think that, you know, one of the things that's great about our members is that these aren't just people that are in and out and they're in Connecticut today and gone. These are people that live in the communities that they're building
and they're part of it.
And like Bill Ferrigno, second generation builder, you know, a lot of the members that we have, second, third generation. It's important. And, you know, even we've been supportive of the holiday store all these years. And even through the the tough times. And, you know, the economy hasn't been the greatest in Connecticut. And, you know, the home building industry hasn't been the strongest in recent years. But, you know, our members still step up and they say, you know, it's important to keep supporting the Salvation Army.
And I was going to ask you, Eric, how has this past year been? I mean, we hear so many people talking about leaving Connecticut and wanting to get out. We've talked to our friend Sandy Terenzi, who says when people are selling houses, they're selling to leave. They're not selling to relocate. Are you finding that same thing?
We're seeing some of that. But, you know, what's interesting is we've got about, I was just looking at some of the stats, and there's about 4,200 housing permits that have been issued this year so far.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, it's down. It should be around 8,000. So
really?
That's
down more than a little bit.
It's down. But that's where we've been for the past, I'd say, 8-9 years. So this is kind of the new normal, which I think the members have adapted to. What's interesting, though, is we do have some members that are seeing they're saying they've got people buying houses, they're moving back into Connecticut as well. So there's people that say, you know what, we've moved out, we moved down to South Carolina, we've gone out to Colorado or something, but you know what, the grandkids are here, there's people here, and we want to be here. So some are moving back permanently, some are just buying a house to have a home here so they can come back and be around the family.
Good
so.
To see you. Yeah. Good to see you around. Yeah. That's nice. I like that. So, okay. The other thing is, are you noticing trends? I mean, are people building smaller? They used to be these big joints you'd build. In Avon, it was like disgusting.
Right.
You know, it's like, there are three of you in that house. How can you? Yeah. But are people getting into smaller houses now?
Yeah, they definitely are. The housing footprint is getting a little smaller, and people are looking for the that low maintenance, low lifestyle, not having to go out and mow the lawn and mow 6 acres and
self cleaning windows, maybe.
That's what you're looking for.
That's what you're looking for
in a house.
Self-mowing lawn. I like that. Yeah. That's
definitely smaller, but a lot more features. You know, a lot of the amenities of a lifestyle that people want to have. So, but without the maintenance, without the hassle, and everything else goes with that.
Well, people get deceived by all these things they see on HGTV
DIY
and all that. They think they snap their fingers and the thing gets built in an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's not done in an hour and a half, that's for sure.
go ahead.
And the pricing that they see on TV is a little bit off as well.
A little bit unrealistic.
Yeah.
Has the market stayed pretty good as far as price is concerned, or because of, for natural causes, it goes up a little bit?
There's been some fluctuations. I mean, the lumber prices 2 years ago were astronomically high.
Yes.
Those have come back down to where they should be. But there's always fluctuations with, what asphalt's doing with, different oils and
petroleum prices
and things. So, when you've got oil prices fluctuating, then, it affects the price of shingles and, asphalt and everything else that goes into anything that's petroleum based. So.
Hey, Linda, getting back to you for a second here. What about your expertise in building? No, I'm just kidding. The fact that the home builders have been so faithful to the Holiday Store with all the, different people that you help in your role with the charitable end of it, it's nice that it's a tradition. It's nice to see some traditions continue.
Yeah.
It most certainly is, and we all look forward to coming out on Christmas Eve and partying with you guys again in Avon.
Okay.
It is always a good time, and
it is a good time. That's one of the highlights of our year.
It's really
Christmas Eve in Avon.
Restores your faith in mankind.
Yeah.
And the day after Christmas, you hate everybody. That's just like, that's the way it goes. I can do it,
That's the get off. That's the get off my lawn rake showing up at that point.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be cranky
exactly
here in a while.
What that is. Well, it's great to see you guys. And, Eric, we can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
And Sarah and Linda. Sarah.
And
Linda for, you're as young as your daughter. So, for all that you do for the Holiday Store. It's important for events like this to have somebody as the backbone as the home builders are.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure. This is our 75th anniversary as an association, and we're, proud to partner with you guys and the Salvation Army.
And we should mention it's remodelers, too.
Right.
And remodelers, yes.
Is sometimes the way to go. Get a new house for not really doing much.
Yeah, and even especially as people get older, that aging-in-place situation, we have a lot of members that focus on, making modifications to...
Why did he look at us when he said aging?
That's
a little sly on your
part. One of those stair glide
Eric Person, CEO... for the Home Business and Builders and Remodelers Association of Central Connecticut, Linda Cody from Webster Bank, who helps with the charitable end. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate
good to see
it.
You guys.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.